Stádio de la Torre, Northwest London, Tuesday, 9th of Iyar, 10th of May, 24th day of the Omer, Rabbi Yoel Eberman Schlieter, Pidyon HaBen. This week's Torah is sponsored lichvud Simchas HaBar Mitzvah of Tzvi Dunner, whose Bar Mitzvah is last Shabbos, Pashas Kedoshim, Yerotzen Shizko Horov, Uzkeinov Rav Nachas, Menu Mikol Yotzei Cholotzeihem.
Today, I'd like to discuss about something very interesting, Shaila. Not so nogea this week's Sedra, but we might see later on how it comes in. Baruch Hashem, last week I had a grandson. His first son, my second son's first boy. So, what's my son's name? He's called Yisrael Meir. And he, Baruch Hashem, had a son, healthy child, on Thursday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, as we all know, if it's your first child, then you're not a Kohen or a Levi. So there's a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So what works out very interesting is, it's quite rare. Pidyon HaBen is Tammuz, is a rare thing. But he was born on Thursday, last week Thursday. And Pidyon HaBen, we know, is 30 days later, day 31. So day 31 works out to be on Shabbos. Thursday always. If it's born on Thursday, so day 31 it's always on Shabbos. Right. And the interesting thing is here is that it's Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos, and afterwards it's followed by Shavuos. It's Sunday and Monday. So it's pushed off until Tuesday. So he's got, instead of doing day 31, he's doing it on day 34. That's the day that you're going to do Mitzvah Shem Pidyon HaBen. So I thought we'll discuss a little bit to see.
You invite us.
You're all invited to come. We're not sure yet. He was born in Switzerland, so we're not sure if it's going to be there or it's going to be here if he gets a passport in time. So now,
you'll have to buy tickets.
Yeah. So the shaila is as I say. The embassy is the Mishnah. The pasuk says in Parshas Korach, where there's the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. The pasuk says, "Ubdui mi ben chodesh." If he's from a ben chodesh, tifte you have to redeem him be'ekcho kesef chamesh eshkolim b'shekel chodesh. So that's the pasuk. When do you have to be paid him? If he was born mi ben chodesh from. Ben Chodesh, after Ben Chodesh, Tifta you have to be paid in. The Mishnah Erech in Bukharis, the Mishnah Bukharis Daf Memphis, the Mishnah discusses what happens if Chas V'Shalom, the father dies, Meso Av B'toich Shleshim, within 30 days of the son being born, the father died, is Becheska Shalom Nifta. We take on, he probably never redeemed him. So therefore, the Kohen can go and tell the son, your father hasn't redeemed you, and you have to, pay. Atch Yovi Raya. Until you bring a proof that he did pay. Oh, but if it's la'achas shloshim, if the father died after 30 days, then it's becheska shenifta. If you take on, the father probably did a pidyon HaBen, until they bring a proof, shelo nifta. Then the Mishnah discusses, the Gemara there discusses, see from here, be'etzem, that be'etzem, you could be paid, that means you could pay the Kohen within 30 days, right? You could pay him. Just the pidyon is only chal after 30 days. You tell him, you give him the money within 30 days, and you tell him, I'm giving you the money now, and it's yours until day 31, and then the pidyon should be cut. And normally you take on, the father probably doesn't do it, but if unless he has proof that he paid him, then the pidyon will be cut. So what?
Which Kohen has a right to demand it, though?
So, when after 30?
No,
after
30, when at any time. At any time. You can tell the son he has to be paid himself.
Okay.
But the Kohen can't.
And doesn't mean it means Bezdin will come to you and tell him, you have to. It means Bezdin. But Yom Ruh said, Yom Ruh probably means Bezdin.
Yeah.
So now the Shaila is interesting. Pasuk, when is the Chi of Pidyon HaBen Chal? Pasuk it says, Mi Ben Chodesh. From if he's Ben Chodesh onwards, then you have to do the Pidyon HaBen. So we know Ben Chodesh, normally Chodesh, we talk about Kiddush HaChodesh, a month, Yiddish a month, we go after the Levona, is not 30 full days. A Yiddish month is 29 days, 12 hours, and Tash Tzak Chalukim. That's the month we know Kiddush HaChodesh, always when the Molad is. So it's not a full 30 days. A month always is 29, and let's call it 29 and a half days. And if you can, and Tash Tzak Chalukim. So it's 29 days and 12 hours. That's the month, that's the amount of a Chodesh when the Torah says Chodesh. However, here in the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to discuss it through Shlesh Shimyon. Depends when the father died. If the father died within 30 days, or after 30 days. Chodesh mashma is to do with 30 days, not to do with the Chodesh. So when is the Chi of Pidyon HaBen? So here we come a big nafka minute. Whereas in my son's case, it would be a big nafka minute. If we say it's to do with the chodesh, so a chodesh comes out, it's going to be, Mr. Hashem, Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, 6 o'clock. It was born 6 o'clock in the morning. So it'll be, Mr. Hashem, 6 o'clock Friday afternoon. So you could do Pidin Aben then. Still a Friday, Erev Shabbos, you could do Pidin Aben. However, if you say it's due with 30 days, 30 full days, so 30 full days only comes out on Friday night, Shabbos morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. So maybe you can't do it on Shabbos, it's pushed off until Tuesday. So the shaila is, what's the chodesh? When is the chiv Pidin Aben?
Why did he say 6 o'clock Friday afternoon?
Because he was born 6 o'clock in the morning, Thursday morning. So 29 days and 12 hours, plus 12 hours, works out Friday afternoon, 6 o'clock. Oh, that's, why not? That's a shot. So there's a big machlokes. A big machlokes are poskim. What that loch is? The Bach in Yeridei Siman Shin Hei. The Bach says that because the Lamaisa, the Machaber says, we'll soon see. The Machaber says, "Ein abechoy roy lepidyon at shiavu olav shloishim yon." Has to go by 30 days. Then the bechoy is roy lepidyon. Says the Bach, "Lav dafka." The loshon of the Machaber is "Lav dafka." Now, whenever the Bach holds, it's got to do with the Chodesh. Like the Pasuk says, the Pidui Miben Chodesh, once he goes to a Chodesh, which means 29 days and 12 hours, so he brings a Rai. How do you know then the Chiv is Pidin Aben? He brings Instagram. The more before we've here discussed in Bechoris, what happens if, till now I spoke about the father dies, what happens if Leolainu, the son dies, right? We know that if the Chiv Pidin Aben is only, if he dies within 30 days, then there's no Chiv Pidin Aben. So the Gemara says, what happens if the father was Zoris, and straight away when the son was born, he gave the Kohen the money, then he should be chal, like we said before, should be chal when day 30 comes. And if later the son dies, then the Kohen has to give the money back. There's no chiv pidin aben. So meisa ben betoich shloishim, af apish nosan le Kohen, yach said the Kohen has to return the money. La'ach alamud, or if the son only died after 30 days, sure. Even if he never gave, he's got a chiv to give, even though the son died, so what? La'maisa, there was a chiv pidin aben, even though the son died, the father still has to give the Kohen, the money for Pidin Aben. Says the Mishnah, what's it in? Meis b'yoyim shloishim. On day 30, the son died. Says the Mishnah, it's got a din, meis b'yoyim shloishim, ki yoyim shelefonov. It's like as if he died within 30 days, and therefore the Kohen has to return the money. Says the Gemara, where do you learn out? From my time, I do Rabbonon. Gom Rebbe learn out, chodesh, chodesh, mimidbo. Pasuk says, ma osan, Pasuk says in Parshas Bamidbo, when they counted the Bechorim of Klal Yisrael, so it says, Pekoid, Kol b'choy zochol levnei Yisrael mi ben chodesh v'malo. So the pasuk says there v'malo, mi ben chodesh v'malo. That's when you should count the b'chorim of Klal Yisrael. So he says, ma hosom umalo, afhoch enam umalo. Like there it says umalo, which means it has to be after 30 days. So who had the pidin aben is through it ben chodesh v'malo. So says the Bach. We see over here the most comparing pidin aben, which we do now, to the time like when they counted the b'chorim in the midbar. And there it says, Miben Chodesh Vamala. What's called there, Bechodesh Vamala? Bechodesh Vamala means like a normal Chodesh in the Torah. Miben Chodesh Vamala, Choftes, and Yud Beis Shor. That's called Ben Chodesh. So who had the Pidin Aben? Says the Bach. The minutes arrived 29 days and 12 hours is the Chiv of Pidin Aben. That's all the Bach. Therefore, says the Bach, Chidish Halacha Lemaisa. Normally, the Bach agrees. Yeah? The Bach says, no, on a normal circumstance, the Bach says it's better to wait until day 31. Why to wait until day 31? Because if you're going to tell a person that the minute is 29 and 12 hours, people are going to come to confusions over here. They're going to make mistakes, and it could be they'll do it beforehand. It's hard to calculate exactly when it was born, work out 29 and 12 hours, and tashtag halokim. So therefore, it's better to say, always do it on day 31, like this, you're for sure or not, you're going to do it at the right time. However, says the Bach, in this case, in the case of my son, where it was born on Thursday, so it was born on Thursday, so it's going to come out day. So the shaila is now if to push off to after Shabbos or to do it on the day, says the Bach, if it was depends when it was born. If it was born beginning of Thursday, so it's still Bechdeshi Yasa that you could do the Pidin Aben on Friday before Shabbos, then you have to do it before Shabbos. Don't push off till after Shabbos. However, of course, if it's born only the end of Thursday, if it would be born Thursday, 6 o'clock in the evening, so then you can't do it, you don't have a choice to do it on Friday. Then, of course, if it falls on Shabbos, you push off till Sunday.
Maybe more late Thursday, why can't you do Friday?
When? If it was born at 6 o'clock Thursday afternoon.
So just 6 o'clock Friday evening?
No. No, but it's 29 days plus 12 hours. So it's only going to be Shabbos morning, it's only going to be 29, 12 hours on Shabbos morning, right? So Melis, that's how the Bach holds Alocha L'maisa. So the Bach holds, in the case of my son, you have to do Pidin Aben on Friday afternoon, 6 o'clock, It's Erev Yom Tov, plus you go Erev Shabbos, plus Erev Yom Tov. You have to do everything quickly then. That's called to the Bach. The Shach, in that year day, the Shach passing is like the Bach. Says the Shach. So what does it mean? The Loshna Mechaba is not Mashmaz. The Loshna Mechaba is that the Mechaba says, as Eina Bechoyer, Loshna Mechaba is, Eina Bechoyer Roy Lepidion, at Shiavru Olav Lamadion. It's Mashmaz. Only after it goes by 30 days, then you do Pidion Aben. Says the Shach, B'Kiddush, the Mechaba is talking about a case when he was born Friday after Thursday afternoon. So then you say you only do it if you push after Shabbos. If it was Taka born on Friday morning, on Thursday morning, the Bach holds the Bach, Shach, they both hold Aloch, and the Maestro says the Bach, Shach, you have to do the Pidna Ben on Friday. That's the shit of the Shach and the Bach. However, the Mogen Avraham is in Simon Shin Lamates. Simon Shin Lamates has brought down the Aloch that you can't do Pidna Ben on Shabbos. What's Pidna Ben? Why can't you do Pidna Ben on Shabbos?
Money.
Oh, money. But you don't have to give Dafka money. You can give a kli, which is not Mukta. Give a kli. And
Kenyan.
That's a shayla. Kenyan is to do with Kenyan. Kireg says, even to pay up a choiv, you don't have to pay a choiv on Shabbos. So, Pidna Ben is a choiv. You owe the Kohen money, you owe the Shevet Kohen, you owe the money. So that's Priyas Bal Choiv, you don't have to pay up a choiv on Shabbos. It says the Mogen Avraham, he brings down the Shach, the Bach, and he says, but nearly no. In list Mecholov. Why not? From this same Gemara, he brings it right. The Gemara says, my time, what's time Rabbonon? What's the Kash? Rabbonon say that if the father died. Sorry, if the son died b'yom shloshim, then we take on that probably that then there's no chiyuv pidna ben. Meis b'yom shloshim, k'yom shlefonov. So therefore, you don't have to pay pidna ben.
Not to do it.
No, it's nothing. It's not to do because the father's not. You're talking about the son died. Sorry, the son died. Yes, yeah? So there's no chiyuv pidna ben. The son died.
Baby,
yeah. So the Gemara says, my tamay drabon. What do you mean, my tamay drabon? If he died. When did he die? He died b'yom shloshim. So you know why he's not chayav? According to the Bach, he's not chayav because the time hasn't come yet. It's within 20. Meis b'yom shloshim. What you got a kasha ma'ita ma'ida rabbanon? He's potter because it's still b'toch shloshim. Elamai says the Bach, the Mogen Avraham, the most kasha is because the more new as when it says meis b'yom shloshim is whenever he dies b'yom shloshim, there's always no chiyuv pidna ben. Even if his son dies after yud beis shloshim. Even so, you still there's no chiyuv pidna ben. And that the Gemara wants to where do you now from? Then the Gemara says because you got an extra pasuk mechodesh v'malo. It says mechodesh v'malo. It's not enough just 29 days. It says v'malo. It's got to be a complete 30 days in order to do pidna ben. And that's how the Mogen Avraham paskins. And the Maaseh the Mishnah Brura there in Siman Shin Lamates. The Mishnah Brura Taka says as we pass like the Mogen Avraham. He says in the Shach Tzion Deloy Kebach V'Shach. That's how he's taking on. That's the minig, which is not for, that's what nice of the Odom do. You have to wait 30 full days until you do Pidna Ben. However, there's an interesting Rebbe Kivege. So normally we say, yeah, in the case of my son, for example, it's always the 30 days, if you have 30 full days, it's going to be after the time of Chof Tes Yom and Yud Beis Shoes. However, there could be a possibility where it's the opposite. That you got 30 days and you haven't yet got Chof Tes Yom and Yud Beis Shoes. Why? Says Rebbe Kivege. Because 30 days doesn't have to be 30 full days. 30 days has to be, right? Choftes, Yom, and Yud Beis Shoes, that's exactly. 29 days, 12 hours, and Tashtak Chalokim. 30 days, Mixas Yom is Kekulah. If it's to do with the days, it's to do with Mixas Yom Kekulah. So if he was born, for example, says Rebbe Kivege, let's say he was born Wednesday, let's say in the case of if he was born Wednesday, just before Shkia. Wednesday night, Wednesday evening, just before Shkia, the son was born. Okay? So it's born Wednesday, so therefore you already start counting. Wednesday is only day one, because he was born before the Shkia. So you start counting from day one. So when would be 30 days? Day 30 would be on Friday. When Friday? Thursday night. Thursday night, the minute it's Nacht, is ready day 31. However, it's not yet, it's not going to be a Chof Tes Yom and Yud Beis Shoes until Friday morning. Let's say he was born 8 o'clock, just before the Shkia, 8 o'clock Wednesday night. Wednesday evening, just before the Shkia, was about 8 o'clock. So, when would be 29 days and 12 hours? Friday morning, 8 o'clock. That's 29 days. And, however, if you say, you don't go after 29 days, do it day 31. So, when do you start counting from? From Wednesday, because he was born already Wednesday before Shkia. So, day 31 would be, when does the day start? By night. So Thursday night is ready, day 31. So sometimes it's possible, so therefore you have to be careful. Even though you can't use this shitta, lekula, says Rabbi Akiva, then you have to wait, Tucker. You also have to wait for 29 days and 12 hours. That's why Rabbi Akiva says, that's why the minig is, the shach brings down, the minig is not to do pidna ben by night. Why not? No, it's not bris mila. Pidna ben, enishka mitzah seishas man gromo. Pidna ben, you don't do pidna ben by night. Why not? Says because of this reason. Because in order not to get it should never come to a case, such a situation where you might do it by night and it might be before the 29 days and 12 hours. That's why it's always better to wait till the morning. That's the Kivege brings out from the Debuda.
There's a machalik about Motzei Shabbos.
Oh, that's only if it was pushed off. So therefore you never have the chashash. You do it Motzei Shabbos because you're supposed to do it on Shabbos. If it's day 32, then you can do Motzei Shabbos. If it's day 31, then you don't do it by night. If Motzei Shabbos would be day 31, then you wouldn't do it by night.
Some do it.
Only if it's day 32. If it's been pushed off, it's supposed to be on Shabbos, then you do it on Motzei Shabbos. But if it's only supposed to be on Sunday, then you don't do it on Motzei Shabbos. That's what comes out according to Rabbi Kivega and Rabbi Yud. Oh, so that's the Maisa, that's the Alocha Lemaisa, which we see the Mishabura passing like the Mogen Avraham. Now there's interesting Shaila. Where does Lemaisa the Zman? So let's say we pass him, you've got to do it on day 31. Fine. So we know by Bris Mila, Torah says, the Zman HaMila is person Oyem HaShmini. So that's the Zman HaMitzvah HaMila. And a person is Mechuyev, the person can't say, you know what, I'll do it day 10, day 11. No, you're Mechuyev, may the Reis Tikva HaMitzvah say to do it on Yom HaShmini. If you don't do it on Yom HaShmini, you're Mevatel the Mitzvah say. You're still Mechayev to do Bris Mila. It's a Mila Shloi B'Zmano. Oh, but the Mila B'Zmano is, when is the Zmano? Day 8. And if you don't do it on day 8, you're Mevatel the Mitzvah say, you still have to do Mila. What's the Pidna Ben? Is Pidna Ben the same thing that Torah says you have to do on day 31? That's your time, that's the Zman of Mitzvah's Pidna Ben. And if you don't do it, you're over on the Mitzvah, which Torah says to Pidna Ben. No, you still have to do Pidna Ben your whole lifetime, you're Chiv to Pidna Ben. So is it like Bris Mila? Oh no. Maybe Be'etzem is there's no fixed time when the Torah says this day you have to do Pidna Ben. It's not like Bris Mila. The Torah, all the Torah means to say is from this day and onwards, that's when there's a mitzvah of Pidna Ben. About there's an Indian of Zizim Akdimel mitzvahs, of course, like every other mitzvah. Oh, but it's not a time you have to do a dafka on day 31. It's not like Bris Mila day, but Yom HaShmini dafka on this day. You don't do it, you're over mitzvah. Here, I can do it from here, for his whole life, he can do Pidna Ben. Just about the Zizim Akdimel mitzvahs. Oh, so Be'emes, there's a big machlekes. In this nekuda, because we'll soon see mamash nafkmin alocha lemaisa. There's a gemara in Moed Cotton, show you all the famous mishnah. The famous halacha is as ein noisin noshim b'moed. A chol moed person not allowed to get married. Why not? Gemara says one of the reasons is ein ma'avin simcha b'simcha. Don't mix. That's one time thing. Gemara ein ma'avin simcha b'simcha. So Tosha has a discussion. How can you do bris mila on chol moed? Person was born, I think, and chol moed is bris mila. So first he said maybe there's no simcha because the boss said tzar liyinuka. Sorry? Okay, so what do you do? So it's a clash of you. Got Yom HaShmini. So you got a clash. So Tosha says.
You
can do it on Yom
Tov
as well. Same problem. Where?
You can do it on Yom Tov as well.
On Shabbos.
Okay.
On Shabbos. No, Shabbos not simcha. Yom Tov.
Okay, well, we're talking about. So Tosha says. It could be, first Tosha says, it could be that there's no simcha. Bris Mila is not called a simcha. That's why you don't say Shah Simcha Bim Oinoi by Bris Mila, because Esli Tsar Li Nuka, Yat Tsar is pain. So it's not a time of Simcha. So there's no problem, any amount of Simcha. Then Tosha says that if it would be Mila Bismano, he doesn't have a problem. Mila Bismano. Abba says, Tosha says, Tosha doesn't talk about it. Tosha says, what's the Pidna Ben? Well, how can you do Pidna Ben in Ancholomud? Pidna Ben is the Simcha. It's not like Bris Mila. Pidna Ben is the Simcha. So how can you do Pidna Ben in Cholomud? So there's hot enough if it's Bismano. Sure. Bismano, I understand you can do Pidna Ben. Or if it's Shloi Bismano, you pushed off. It was pushed off. Right? It was Chal Yom Tov. You're doing a Shloi Bismano. How can you do Pidna Ben Shloi Bismano in Chol HaMoed? And remember, there's two shittas in the Ramor. As if you could do Pidna Ben Shloi Bismano, we pass in there. Yes. So the Ramor brings a shitta. It could be that you can't do Pidna Ben Shloi Bismano in Chol HaMoed. Eim Avin Simcha B'Simcha. Tosha says that's a terrorist there. So the Shaila is, so you see clearly from Tosfos, there are two types of Pidna Ben. There's a Pidna Ben Bismano, and there's a Pidna Ben Shloi Bismano, like Bris Mila. Right? So you see clearly we're taking on that there is the day 31, that's taka the day of Pidna Ben. That's when you're mechuyev to do it. You don't do it then, it's called Ovaz Mano, it's a Shiloh Bizmano, then there's a different type of Pidna Ben. So of the Shaila is what's taka pshat? Okay, what's Nafka Mila if it's Bizmano or Shiloh Bizmano? The Maestro is a Chiv Pidna Ben. So if it's a Chiv Pidna Ben, why shouldn't you be allowed to be a Chol HaMoed? If Bizmano is allowed to, why Shiloh Bizmano nish? And number two, Tois only discusses Mila Bizmano. What's a Mila Shiloh Bizmano? How can you do Mila Shiloh Bizmano Chol HaMoed? You have the same problem. Like Pidna Ben Shiloh Bizmano, you can't do it. So who are the Mila Shiloh Bizmano? Says the Mogna Avrom, big Chiddush, Mogna Avrom. Mogna Avrom and Simon Tov Kuf Samaches. Says the Mogna Avrom, Pshat and Tois is Azoy. Now Tois is old, like we said before, there's a din. Only Bizmano, that's when is that's the Mitzvah of Pidna Ben. Afterwards, the Shiloh Bizmano. Therefore, it says in Mogna Avrom, Tois holds, it's not called the Sudas Mitzvah. Sudas Mitzvah is only when you do Pidna Ben Bizmano. Shiloh Bizmano is not called the Sudas Mitzvah. By Bris Mila, says the Mogna Avrom, Bris Mila, because you have to do every second, right? You can't push off. Even if you didn't do it on day 8, every day you got a chiv to do Bris Mila, Even though it's pushed off, you still have to do it whenever you can, the fastest you can. So therefore, it's called Bizmano. Mashenge, Pidna Ben, once you didn't do on day 31, then you can push it off however long. You can push it off now. You didn't do it Bizmano. It's Shiloh Bizmano. So there's no rush now. If there's no rush now, it's not even called the Sudas Mitzvah. That's how the Mogna Avrom learned Pshat Tosis. So Akaponim, you see a big Chiddush. Not only that we see from the Mogna Avrom that the touch thing of Bizmano and Shiloh Bizmano, but if it's Shiloh Bizmano, Sudas Pidna Ben is not called the Sudas Mitzvah. Therefore, Paskins the Mogna Avrom Laloch. What happens if it's yesterday we had, for those of you who said Bahab, I don't know if you know Bahab, such a thing, after Yom Tov, Pesach and Sukkot, then you fast, three fast Bahab. But this fast is not so chomo like a normal Tanis Tzibur. So therefore, what happens if somebody had a Bris Mila, yesterday if somebody had a Bris Mila Bahab, what do we say? Is it got like the Dinim of Tisha B'Av or the other Tanis? No, Halacha is, if on the day of the such a fast, of Bahab is a Bris Mila, we push off the fast and you're allowed to eat, you don't do our Torah, you don't have to be Muslim. It's got a normal day, you're allowed to eat Bar Bris Mila. What's the din by Pidna Ben? It says the Mogna Avrom, it's going to depend if it's a Pidna Ben Bizmano or Shiloh Bizmano. If it's Bizmano, then you can push off and then you're allowed to eat. However, if it's Shiloh Bizmano, no, because it's not a Sudas Mitzvah, according to the Mogna Avrom, according to Tosfos, it's just a Sudas Mitzvah, it's not a Sudas Mitzvah, passing the Mogna Avrom. You can't do it. Another Nafka Mina says, the Mogna Avrom, Hilchas Shabbos, Simon, Reish Mem Tes. There's Halacha. Friday afternoon, we don't, you're not to make a big Suda on Erev Shabbos. However, if it's a Suda, Mitzvah, says the Remo, like a Bris Mila or Pidina Ben, that you can't do on Friday. However, says the Mogna Avrom, that's only if it's a Pidina Ben Bizmano. Or a Pidina Ben Shiloh Bizmano, Big Chiddush Mogna Avrom, we don't do on Friday. Pidna Ben, if it falls on Friday, it's Shiloh Bizmano. Let's say Thursday was Yom Tov. It was Wednesday, Thursday was Yom Tov. Now you want to do it on Friday, you want to do Pidna Ben Shiloh Bizmano? Call to Mogna Avrom. No, we push off. Sishka Sudas Mitzvah, we push off. However, that's the two nafka minas of the Mogna Avrom that he learns Pshat and Tosfos. It's not called the Sudas Mitzvah. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, no. Mishnah Berurah brings down, we paskin, brings the Moik Tzir, brings the Beis Meir. Even Shiloh Bizmano has got Hashem Sudas Mitzvah. Still a Sudas Mitzvah, I Pshat and Tosfos. You got different Pshat and Tosfos. We don't even.
It's a chasm on Friday.
It's not, man.
A chasm you can do on Friday, and then you can push off to any other day as well. So you still have people to do on Friday.
Yeah, because
I'm
a chasm on Friday
as well.
There's
never a fixed time. Chasm is different. Whenever you make a chasm, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. There's no time, there's no fixed time. You're not going to say it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. Whenever you make chasm, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Pidna Ben, because there is a Zman. Chasm, there's no Zman. Here, the Torah says there's a Zman. Lamed Aleph. You miss that time, then it's not Sudas Mitzvah. Chassel, never Zman. Whenever you make it, it's a Sudas Mitzvah.
When it's pushed off from Shabbos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That next day it's called Bizman.
No, it's not. That's clear what the Mogna Avrom saying. It's not called Bizman. You're right, that's the first time that you could do it. But because the Maestro, it's not Day Lamed Aleph, it's called Shiloh Bizman.
What do you do with the possibility of the Ben Chodesh for Malo? Is that not Hashma that after Chodesh, this man continues, Lamalo?
Oh, we'll come to that.
If a brace is pushed off, it's because it's a Cesarean.
Because what? Cesarean.
The person that
goes to Cesarean. Right. Shiloh Bizmano. Oh, so that's the Mogna. But Bismillah is different. Because Bismillah, you don't have to push it off. Because every second is a Chiv Chorus. So whenever you do it, it's called Din of Zman. That's the Mogna Avrom. So now, this is a big Chiddush according to the Mogna Avrom.
Yeah.
That there's such thing as Bizmano and Shiloh Bizmano. However, Oh, there's a Tosfos, not it's all the rice. There's a. The Loshna Mechaba, which we said earlier, the Loshna Mechaba is in the same machine here, there, there. Mechaba is, Eina Bechoy Roy Lepidion, Achi Yavru Olav Lamadion. He's not Roy Lepidion, Achi Yavru Olav Lamadion. The Acha Lamadion, Yifdem Miyab, Shlo Yisha Amitzu. Master from the Mechaba, as Pidna Ben, there's no Zman, a day, Yom Lamadal, that's the day of Pidna Ben. So like Mr. Miller. From then and onwards, right? Now the whole day, that's the earliest time you can do it. Now rather the Mechaba says, Zizim Shayisha Mitzvah, Zizim Magdim like all the Mitzvahs, Zizim Magdim and the Mitzvahs. And then Mash from the Mechaba. And there is, oh. So, the two Achorim, the Rishash, and Menachos, the Samach Vov, and the Netziv, the Meshik Dovo, they bring a Merdek Uriah to this Yisrael. The Gemara says in Shabbos, there's two Pesukim by Bris Mila. There's one Pesuk which says, Uben Shemoinas Yomim, you do Bris Mila. There's another Pesuk which says in Pashat Tazir, I think, that Uvayom HaShmini, Yimoyed Besalos. Why the two Pesukim? Uvayom HaShmini and Ben Shemoinas Yomim. Says the Gemara, I need both Pesukim. One Pesuk comes to tell you not to do on the seventh day. Afuka Shvi, you can't do on the seventh day. Okay? Another Pesuk says, another Pesuk I need to tell you, not good enough, you can't do on the seventh day. And you say, you shouldn't do on the ninth day. Don't wait till the ninth day to do it. So why do I need two Pesukim? If it says Ben Shemoinah Yom, not to do on the seventh day. So I know if you can't do on the seventh day, only on the eighth day, so the Chayy, that means you have to do on the eighth, not on the ninth. Says the one no. If we just say one Pesuk, I would say, you can't do on the seventh day, but from then and onwards, that's the time when to do it. So I could do 8, 9, 10, from then and onwards. I need another Pesuk to tell me Ben Shemoinah Yom, the Dafka the eighth, not the ninth. So you see by Bris Mila, you have to have an extra Pesuk to tell you why you do Dafka on the eighth day, not on the ninth day. Or it was a Pidna Ben. Where it says, it's only one Pesuk. So, Pashas Pshat is, from then on, that's when it starts the Mitzvah. It was a Mech taste to say, to do Dafka on that day, and that's called Zmano, and if you do after, it's called Shleib Zmano. That's how they both bring a Raya from this Gemara, and the Chol Yisi Pidna Ben is different than Bris Mila. He brings down a Zoy from Rit El Gazi. Oh. So then, it's interesting, the Levush, big Chiddush, the Levush in Simon Tov, Nun Aleph, the Levush says, he talks about the Gab in the 3 weeks that some people don't make a shechion on fruit, on a new cloth. Why? Because you can push off after Tisha B'Av. Or the Zokta, Pidna Ben, which makes shechion, Avra Pidna Ben Yivorech, Velo Ya'ache. Why? Because it says, a big Chiddush, Levush, that somebody, Shem Yom Lamed Ve'elech, Im Ya'ake, if he pushes it off, over ba'asei b'kol yom. Every day you don't do Pidna Ben, you're over nasei. Like Mr. Miller, you don't do it, you're over nasei. So come to God, big machlek sovi, Pidna Ben, day 31, is it dafke that day? And if you don't do it, you're over nasei. Or no, it's like, it's from then onwards, or zizi makdim lemitzis. So therefore, just finishing off, so it comes out. So we've got a case of here where it's a Pidna Ben Shloi Bizman. Shloi Bizman was born on Thursday, and the Pidna Ben will be met Shem on Tuesday, after Yom Tov. Actually, my son had a friend of his, a very good friend, very close friend. 11 months ago, they both got married within a week. They both got married. And now, 11 months later, my son had the son on Thursday. And his good friend, who got married within a week, he had the son on Sunday. This Sunday, we had a boy. And they'll both be making Pidna Ben on the same day. Both making on Tuesday. And they got married a similar time, a few days apart. They had the babies a few days apart. But Pidna Ben, that's when they come to Achdus, and they'll both be making Pidna Ben on Tuesday. So that's the Shaila, Pidna Ben, Shloi Bizman. You can ask the Shaila, if you do Pidna Ben, which one will come first? The Shloi Bizmano or the Bizmano? It depends if it's to do with the Shaila, if Pidna Ben is called Shloi Bizmano. Oh, but that's an interesting occurrence that Pidna Ben is somebody read, oh, but they should come, there's such a push off daylight to 3 days later. That's an interesting Shaila, and that's what Chari Pasna Vadi push off. And if it's called Bizmano, Shloi Bizmano, that's a Machlek, so we are which we both.
Your second son.
Huh?
Second son.
Second son, yeah.